Welcome to the Everyday Life with God podcast. My name is Jessica and I'll be your host. I'm excited to dive into this week's topic. Oh, so I'm so excited to share with everyone today my friend Jackie, whom I actually met in Switzerland a few years ago. She is on the podcast today. Thank you, Jackie, for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm so honored.
Yes, I'm honored as well. So Jackie has been through so much over the last few years, but she has really clung to God in this time. And, you know, I was just telling her before we hit the record button that, you know, she's not the only woman that has gone through some similar situation, but she really has chosen to lean on the Lord and allow Him to become everyday part of her life, which is the podcast Everyday Life with God. How do you lean on God in these troubled times? And she's done such an incredible job of that. So Jackie's going to be sharing a piece of her journey with us today. And so Jackie, tell everyone where you live, where you're from.
Well, yes, we did meet in Switzerland, lived there for almost 8 years, which was an amazing experience. I could take a whole nother segment if you ever wanted me back, Americans in Switzerland. Now I live in San Luis Obispo, California, and I've been back here since December of 2017. So been back for a few years now.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, if you guys have to go to this area where Jackie lives, it is gorgeous.
It's like a little bit of paradise. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. So Jackie, if you could, I wanted to ask you through your journey, if you would just share a bit of your journey, like what have you been walking through over the last few years? Share that with us. And then I would love for you to share as well. I think I can just maybe bump in there, or you can just jump right into what God has taught you in the middle of that. So I'll just let you take over and pour your heart out to us today.
Yeah. So in December of 2017, the very end, beginning of 2018, January, my husband and I were visiting family here in California. And it was at that point, I found out he was thinking about getting a divorce, which we'd been going through some pretty troubling times in our marriage. It's always kind of been an up and down rocky road. Despite going back and forth and, just reminding him God's will for our lives. And it was clear that it wasn't going to work. And so after about 8 months of going through this process of communicating back and forth of whether we really want to do this or not, he decided to move forward with the divorce. And so I've actually been walking through that since 2018. We have two children, which makes it even harder. I feel like I'm a product of divorce myself. My parents did an amazing job. I have two step-parents who love me dearly. So I have an idea of what it looks like on both sides. He, with his parents being married, mine being divorced, and it was the one thing for my kids' sake that I didn't want to happen. But now, you know, being home, having my support base here was crucial. I have to say, my family is very rooted in God. Having prayer every single day for us has made a huge difference, even still, you know, still walking through it. But I would say, you know, I spent a lot of years before this point leaning on God. And so when you find yourself in another country, and Jess, you know about this, trying to figure out who you are again, trying to figure out what your path is now, what God wants for you, because all of a sudden everything's different. You're now in another country, you're married, you're now having children in another country. And so coming back to the place where I was single before and I didn't have children and trying to figure out what that life looks like, it's definitely been a crazy journey.
I'm sure.
So that's where I'm at now. Do you want me just to go straight into how God's been amazing through this?
Yes, Jackie, tell us. Yeah, you know, you can really just start wherever you want to share, because this is a really big deal that you've been walking through. And so tell us through that process, what did that look like for you from beginning to now, leaning on God, and what has God done in your heart personally as a mom, as a daughter of the King in this process? What have you learned?
I think I have to start a little bit ahead of that, those, when you hear those words, you feel like your entire world is collapsing. That's the last thing you want to hear from someone you've decided to walk the rest of your life with. Yeah. And it's crushing. It crushes every ounce of your body, every ounce of your spirit, your mind, everything. You just can't really grasp what the future is going to look like. So I want to walk or step back. Yeah. So I'd mentioned our marriage was always a bit up and down.
Yeah.
And so being isolated in Switzerland, where I definitely had really good friends. I mean, some of the best friends of my life in Switzerland. But you're still, you know, you're out of your element. And so going through things that were hard to talk about with people because they knew my ex in a different light than I saw him every day. And so it was really hard to talk about the realities of what was going on in our life. And that's when I really dug in. I've always been in church. I was saved when I was 5 years old, did my sinner's prayer at five. And, you know, raised in church, God's always been a huge part of my life. And I went back to my roots. I started reading my Bible daily throughout the day. I have worked in churches in the past and I wasn't this diligent about my Bible study and really clinging to God and really giving him every part of me. And I remember so many times praying like, God, if I can't handle this part of my life, I don't know how I'm going to move on to something harder, because as Christians, we know life will get harder. That's just the reality of being a Christian. And I remember saying that to him, like, if I can't deal with this, how am I going to deal with things that are going to happen in the future? And so then it did, like the biggest thing fell on me. But in those years of all that consistent study and prayer and alone time with God, he really became my father. He wasn't just my God. He wasn't just, you know, all the things that you learn about in Sunday school and that you walk with in ministry. And he really was my dad. I had no physical dad there. And I shared everything with him and it was a struggle. Mm-hmm. And so when this hit, I just was like, okay, well, you're sovereign and you knew this was coming. And you're preparing me for this, you know, think to all the amazing women of the Bible, and just how God prepares your heart for the things that you don't think you're prepared for.
Yeah.
So I think I have to go back to that and talking about the main thing I learned is that God is sovereign. He knows everything that's going to happen to us before it happens to us. And the amazing thing is he's preparing us even though we don't think we're prepared.
Yeah.
And it is never through our strength. It is never through our understanding. You know, Proverbs comes to mind, you know, and directing your path, because his way he knows and your way you don't. You think you do, but you don't. And just leaning on him in all circumstances. And so I clung to that. And the hardest thing I think was talking to my kids about it. You know, my son at the time was six. My daughter was three. And my son was finally getting to where he could grasp on just different ideas. And he didn't understand why mommy and daddy weren't together anymore. And that's heartbreaking. It's like, you're already going through it. And then you have to take it and explain it to your children.
Right.
And by the grace of God, I think that my ex and I have done a really good job of talking to them about it and making sure they know that this is a mommy daddy problem. This is not a kid problem. Yeah. And it doesn't involve them. But yeah, that's, I think, just constantly going back to God knew this was coming. Yeah. And what has he prepared me with to get me through the next day? And it all boils down to him. He's prepared me to know and love and cherish him. And that's what gets me through the day.
Amen.
And I know. And it's so many days you just, honestly, I didn't want to think about God. I was angry. You go through all the things. That is a real thing. I cannot say that I was 100% happy or joyful every day through this. I spent a lot of time angry at God. You know, I remember prayers like, God, you know my heart. I've been praying this since I was in high school. I do not want to get divorced. I don't want to have my children being a product of divorce. And so to have that something a part of you, and then it's a reality now. Yeah. yeah, there were a lot of angry conversations with God about that. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like stages of mourning. You just get through the anger part, and then you get through the mourning part, and then that you see the sun's going to rise again, and that he will make true and fulfill all of his promises. And that's kind of crazy. So I definitely would say, you know, we were in a situation where I had a desire to be home with my kids all the time. So I was a stay-at-home mom. I can say because of God's provision, I still am a stay-at-home mom. And not only that, I'm also able to homeschool, which is pretty amazing.
Yes.
That he has provided for that. And that's a whole nother conversation. But God's sovereignty, his provision, and him knowing my heart, my biggest thing was my kids the whole time. And because I was allowed to stay at home, and because now I'm able to homeschool, which is amazing.
Yes, that is. Ugh,
it's so hard, but so beautiful every single day. Homeschooling is crazy, but I love it. You know, I'm able to make sure that my kids have God in every part of their day. They have God in the morning. They have God during school. They have God in the afternoon. They have God in the evening. You know, and sometimes they remind me, you know, they'll hurt themselves. Mommy, can you pray for me? I'm like, of course. Why am I going to get Band-Aids? Let's pray, right? You know, it's like the innocence of children is amazing.
Right, it is.
And so just being able to separate us out of a pretty intense situation to where we've been able to live in this little bubble for the past few years has really made a huge difference. My son, who's now 9, gave his life to the Lord last year.
Whoa,
which is,
congratulations.
Oh my gosh, I cried so hard that night. I was so thankful. Mm-hmm. My daughter, she knows the concepts of Jesus. She loves Jesus. She prays. We're still working on it. If she understands the whole Holy Spirit coming into your life and making you new.
Yeah.
But you know, to have 2 children who love the Lord is like, wow, it puts life in perspective.
Yes, indeed it does. That's right.
A lot. So you get into this, what's my biggest evangelism scope? And it's, you know, your kids.
That's right.
And once your kids are saved, you're like, okay, God, you can take me now. My work is done. I'm out of here. So that too, I think seeing their growth in God has put a lot of things in perspective. And, you know, people come in and out of your life. They hurt you. You hurt them. I learned a lot about the things, and God has shown me a lot about the things I did to hurt my ex and why we had a lot of problems. And it's not just him, you know? And so showing me things about myself that need to change over time. And taking those in stride as well. Not saying that any of those reasons were reasons to not stay together, but we won't get into it too much. But still, you know, I think if you're not learning and humbling yourself, then God's not going to work on your heart, and you're never going to walk through things, and you're never going to get past those next steps. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I could share so much more. It's just been a whirlwind.
I would love if you could share one or two things that you would say to any woman right now who's walking through this. What could you say? What would you say?
I would say don't feel like the anger or the mourning or the pain is not validated. I think especially in Christian church culture, a lot of times it's, oh, you're not putting enough faith in God. You're really not leaning in. It's like, well, we need to leave room. God gave us a huge scope of emotions. Mm-hmm. He knows we're going to go through those scope of emotions. And for our own health, we need to go through those emotions, but remembering the fruits of the Spirit. We need to go through those scopes of emotions, but still have self-control over our emotions. We need to experience those things, the heartache. We need to ask God the what ifs. What if I lose everything? What if I never find someone again? What if this is all I had?
Yeah.
And there's so many different what if questions. We need to ask them so God can answer them. If we don't ask those questions to God, he won't come in and show us ways that he's going to answer those things.
That's right.
And I think there's a little bit of shame a lot of shame that comes along with being a Christian in church and saying you're going through a divorce or getting a divorce.
Right.
Unfortunately, at the time, I wasn't in a healthy church community that really understood what those needs were and how to meet those needs. Mm-hmm. And so that didn't help. I was really digging into a church that was not supportive. And again, it's like you go back to God through all things, but needing to find your support system is key. Find those people in your life that have always come alongside you, let you feel the things you need to feel, and then gently reminding you that God's feeling those things along with you.
Come on,
that's He feels right. your pain. He felt every emotion on earth. He knows what it feels like to be lonely. He knows what it feels like to be alone. He knows what it feels like to be brokenhearted and to lose people.
That's right.
You know, and that's the amazing thing is he understands so deeply more than we give him credit for. And so, you know, not feeling the shame of being going through a divorce, you know, some things are within our control and some things aren't. But that's the beauty of God. He renews us and he will show us a path, whether we did the right or the wrong. You know, there's situations on both sides and he's going to make beauty from ashes if we allow him to.
That's right. Beautiful, Jackie. Oh, what a gift to have you on today. Thank you so much for
sharing your
journey
Thanks
and
for
your heart.
My story.
Yes, I love it. I just love you and your heart and the woman that you are. And you're just such a gift to the church. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you for having me. Love you so much too. Miss you so much.
I know so you as well.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast. For more, follow me on Instagram and Facebook, where I post daily inspirational and encouraging words to help you live your best in your everyday life with God.